Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hello, Henry, old boy. Been having a few improvements made around the place?
Yes, I thought Margaret might find the rooms a little dark and overpowering as they were. They hadn't been redecorated for about 10 years.
You know, I like the idea of that big fireplace you had put in the entrance hall.
Yes, it's rather nice, isn't it? Imagine how it will look on winter days. As soon as the door opens, you'll look into a great leaping fire.
A warm welcome, eh? Well, I imagine it'll be one of the pleasantest places in London.
And with my pretty Margaret to add her smiles.
All the arrangements for the wedding going well?
Oh, yes, I think so. From my end, anyhow. Margaret's fussing around with bridesmaids' dresses and red carpets and all the rest of it, but I guess she'll manage it all in plenty of time.
Are you busy?
Not for half an hour or so. I'm due at St. Giles at 4 o'clock, but it doesn't take me long to get there. Something you wanted to see me about?
Yes. I happened to meet Hetty yesterday.
Hetty? Where? What was she doing?
She was coming across Green Park. I gathered she was on her way to see you.
What about?
I suppose you know how things were between her and Edward Hyde.
Yes. Yes, I knew.
Well, it appears that he's gone away somewhere. She hasn't seen him for months.
I know.
Any idea where he is?
Not the slightest. I haven't seen him. Nor am I likely to.
Speaking personally, I'm infernally glad to hear you say that. I have never met the gentleman, but anyone who has seems to loathe the very sight of him. Including Hetty.
Yes, I rather imagine Hetty has particular reasons for hating him.
What are we going to do about her, Henry?
About her? We? Well, I guess she's my responsibility.
Not altogether. I'm involved in the matter too, don't forget. Anyhow, for all sorts of reasons, I think you'd better let me do what's necessary.
You mean on account of my getting married?
Yes, wouldn't be too good if you got tangled up in anything just at present.
You're a good chap, Hugh. No one ever had a better friend than you.
Oh, forget it. We went into all this years ago, the day we left the university.
I don't forget it. Ever.
Well, don't let's talk about it then. Dash it, old man, you're making me feel all hot and uncomfortable. I'll be coming out in a rash if you don't dry up.
All right.
And you'll let me deal with the matter of our little Hetty and make the best arrangements I can?
No, I can't let you do that.
Oh, but hang it all. You don't know the risk you're running. If all that...
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I know all that. But our good friend Utterson will never know anything about this. I'll go down to Hyde's house and see her tomorrow afternoon sometime.
I think you're taking an unnecessary risk.
Why? Utterson doesn't know of the existence of Hyde's house. You didn't tell him anything about it, did you?
Not a word. You gave me the address in strictest confidence. You know that.
Yes, I do. And that's why I haven't any fear of the old man knowing that I've been there.
Well, don't take any risks.
Oh, I won't. Besides, I know a way to make perfectly certain that no one will ever suspect who I am, even if they meet me face to face.
What? You don't mean to say you're going to wear a false nose or something?
Oh, no. I don't mean that.
Oh, there you go, getting all mysterious again.
The mysteries will soon be cleared up, Huey, my friend. This visit to Hetty will be one of the last of them. And after that, a new life, a new happiness.
Well, take my advice and watch your step. That old blighter still has hopes of getting rid of you. You mark my words.
This is very fortunate. I was on my way to your chambers to see if you were in.
Oh, I was just going to this little tea shop for my morning tea. What about coming too?
Oh, that's a good idea. The weather makes one think of warm cup of tea, a first nip of autumn in the air, isn't it?
It is. The trees were starting to change color when I was coming up from Kent last Monday.
Oh, you still have your country house there?
Oh, yes. I'd never part with that. It means a great deal to be able to get away from the city every weekend. Oh, well, here we are. Will you sit here?
No, thank you.
What will you have? Just tea?
Tea and a muffin, I think.
Yes, I'll have the same. Will you see that mine is toasted very well, please, waitress?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is it you wanted to see me about?
Well, a curious coincidence happened to me a while ago. Do you remember the time we were walking home together and saw that man Hyde attack the little girl?
Hyde?
It's not necessary to ask. Neither of us is likely to forget that night.
But why do you ask?
As an architect, I sometimes have to go into curious parts of London. A short while ago, a client of mine decided to acquire a row of houses and rebuild them as modern residences. Everything was going all right when we suddenly struck a snag. One man refused to sell. And who should this obstinate fellow be but Edward Hyde?
What? He owns a house?
Yes, not a bad house. Fairly good repair, but in about as bad a locality as one of his kind could wish for.
Where is it? You can give me the address?
Oh, of course I can. That's what I've come to see you about. I want you to try and see if you can persuade the fellow to sell.
I don't know that I can do that, but I'm very glad to know where he lives. Very glad indeed.
Oh, well, come then. Let's eat our muffins while they're hot, and I'll tell you all I know about the business.
Who's there?
Is Mr. Edward Hyde at home?
Who are you?
My name is Utterson.
Margaret Utterson's father?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Come in. I want to shut the door. There's room in here. Come in and I'll talk to you.
Thank you. But may I ask who you are and what you know about my daughter?
Going to marry Henry Jekyll next month, isn't she?
Yes, but what has that to do with you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I used to know him once. But that's all past history now, I guess.
When did you know him?
Oh, forget it. Henry is, so why should I bother? What did you come here for?
I wanted to see Mr. Hyde.
Can't understand that. I should think anyone would run a mile rather than see him.
I've come on business.
Well, I can't help you. He hasn't been here for almost 2 weeks. I never know when he's coming. He might be here any minute or he mightn't be here for a month.
And you don't know where I can find him?
No idea. He don't encourage questions, does Edward Hyde.
Have you known him very long?
Too long for my liking.
Well, perhaps if I left a card, you'd give it to him and ask him to get in touch with me.
Oh, I'll do that all right. He'll be back sooner or later. Just when I'm thinking he's gone for good, he always turns up. Worse luck.
You don't sound as though you like this company very much.
What, me? Well, hardly.
Is he a relative of yours?
He's not. He pays me to look after this place.
I see.
No, you don't. You don't see anything. You're a gentleman. You can't imagine anyone like Edward Hyde. I thought I knew what men were like. But I had a lot to learn from him.
Then why do you stay?
I guess that's my business, isn't it? And I guess you'd better get out of here and mind your business, too. You don't like people coming here. And no more do I.
Very well. I'll go. But don't forget, it was yourself who asked me to come in.
I know. I just wanted to talk to you about Henry and your daughter. Is she very pretty?
Very.
Don't mind my asking, will you? But, you see, I used to be very fond of Henry once, and I'm sort of interested, see? Where's the wedding to be? I'd like to see it.
St. Martin's in the Fields, on the 25th of next month. But tell me, when did you know him?
Oh, years and years ago. Oh, he'd hardly remember me. I was just a bit of a kid.
But you said you were fond of him.
So I was. Not that he ever knew it, though. Imagine the feeling to the great Henry Jekyll if he'd realised that the little waitress in the tea shop at Walgrave Corner was shook on him.
Walgrave Corner?
Yes.
That's the village near the college he went to, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
This is of particular interest to me. I'd be glad if you'd tell me anything you can about the boys you knew in Walgrove Corner.
Particularly Henry Jekyll, eh?
Well, naturally I'm interested in him.
Because he's going to marry your daughter, eh? Well, there's nothing that I know about him that ought to make any difference to that. He never even knew I was alive. That's how much notice he took of me.
I see. Tell me, did you ever know a boy named David Markham?
David Markham? Look here, what's the sense of all this? What are you after, anyway?
Why are you getting angry?
Because I don't like the way you're quizzing me. And anyhow, I think you better go. If Ide comes back and caught me talking to you, there'll be the devil to pay, and I'm the one who'd cop it. So get, do you hear? Go on, get. All I right. Think you better go.
Well, not yet, Ide.
Oh, Ide, where did you come from?
You were so engrossed in your conversation that neither of you heard me. A most interesting subject. Very interesting. I'm glad I was able to listen to some of the things you said.
You've been listening?
I have. And now, my dear, dear Mr. Utterson, if you will kindly sit down again, I'll tell you the things you so badly want to know about your prospective son-in-law. There's nothing that I don't know about Henry Jekyll, nor he about me, because we're twin souls, you see. Twin souls.